Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. The other day I had a talk with a friend who admitted that she sometimes gets so down on herself when she knows that she has sinned. I think I can relate. Perhaps you can too. What can we do about that? We can go to Jesus for forgiveness. We can leave those sins at the foot of his cross. It can be difficult to leave our sins at the cross sometimes. We know that Jesus has taken them away, but then why do we still feel guilty about them? Well, this is just another way that the devil tries to get a foothold on us. This is the way he gets us to doubt what God says when he tells us he loves us. The devil has a way of saying to us, "Are you sure that God forgave that sin? Do you really feel sorry for it? Do you think he's going to forgive you over and over again?" How frustrating and heartbreaking these thoughts can be. You can find help and comfort in these words written by the Apostle Paul. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Paul knew that not even his sins were too big for Jesus to take away. We can also be assured that our sins aren't too many for Jesus to forgive. Jesus does forgive all our sins. His grace is abundant. No matter how sinful we are, even if we are the worst of sinners, our Lord pours out his grace on us and cancels the guilt of each and every sin we commit. So, never doubt your forgiveness, because God's abundant grace is for you too. Dear Jesus, forgive me for ever doubting your saving power. Through the good news of your word, remind me of your power and love whenever I sin. Help me cling to your abundant grace and fill me with the lasting peace of your forgiveness. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.